Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's just tremendous. We are complete idiots.
You know, Sometimes when you have an idea and it comes to fruition, you don't realize it was better than I thought.
It was fantastic. It's totally stupid, but it made me laugh.
Like, we should get Kenny to do this in the Trump voice.
It's fabulous. All right. So real quick, before we get on to more serious topics, can I just, for a moment, since Jeremy Otto brought this up, I do want to take one moment because I think the listeners deserve to know the strength and the fortitude of Rico Beard, because it's not easy being here today. Listen, your bestie dined on the bullet. Alan Haller's no longer the AD.
I thought my bestie was Harlan Barnett.
Maybe if you cared less about Olympic sports and more about raising money for football, you'd have a job. Goulet.
Olympic sports count. They count the same.
Money. No, they don't. No one cares. And MSU football is completely irrelevant, and it's on your desk, Alan. So here's my question. Now that he's gone, and we get someone in here who actually understands what the hell to do with NIL, or maybe will actually try, what do you make of this whole thing? Aside from the jokes.
From all the slander.
It's not slander. I know you like Alan.
I do. It's a friend of mine. I would feel the same way, Mike, if something happened to you. I'd feel the same way.
Please tell me. What do you make of all of it? Have I described accurately why he's not gonna work here anymore?
Yeah, I think it boiled down to just the whole fundraising thing. He became an athletic director from the wrong time period. Like when he started the job and where college athletes are right now, it's totally different. When he signed up, it was no NIL. It was okay. Let's try to get all the programs to win. Let's hire the right coaches. Well, he got the right coaches. He got him to win, except football, but he only brought his guy in. He's only been there for a year, but he wasn't raising enough money from what I've been told. And that's the problem when you're behind on NIL, when you have so many different NIL programs instead of just one that people can donate to, that's problematic. So,
and when news breaks like this today, as a backdrop to this, by the way, Rico, turn the lights out when you're done with the sport. I left the house years ago. According to reports, Texas is set to spend $35 to $40 million on their football roster this season. MSU's handing out cupcakes for NIL. I mean, here's my question, and I'm being totally sincere when I say this. No smarm.
So this was the horse racing segment. Okay.
Nope. I'm being totally serious. Is MSU football even savable?
It's savable.
I mean, savable to what, though?
I mean, I think it's why they're going the route of a different athletic director, trying to bring in somebody. I mean, you know, he may be bringing in this guy, Bubba Cunningham from North Carolina.
Not that goofball.
I mean, he could be. I mean, that's his guy. So, you know, he's not a big fan of the whole Belichick thing. And looking at his contract, He only has to give North Carolina a notice of 120 days that he wants to leave. So kind of coincides to when football season would start for MSU. But you have to bring in somebody who can do that. Mike, that's Texas. That's oil money. There's just certain – can MSU be saved? Yes. But, Mike, all NIL did was just pull back the curtain. This type of money has been spent at certain schools since we've known.
Okay.
Texas was buying cars. SMU was buying Eric Dickerson cars, all types of things.
Yeah, what were we doing?
What I'm saying, and what did SMU win?
A lot.
According to you, if you don't win at all, you didn't win nothing.
There wasn't even a playoff back then.
No, but it was a championship.
Okay, fine.
What I'm saying is certain schools will always have more money than you.
Yeah, but why do – hold on. This is what I love. I got to – David, forgive me. I got to do this. Like, I get so tired of hearing this Little Sisters of the Poor crap.
It's not
Spartans.
Little Sisters of the Poor,
How many billionaires do we have who are graduates?
Mike.
And why do none invest heavily in football?
It's not that. It's like – it's certain, like Alabama, they love their football. They've always loved their football. It's the only thing in the state, and they will invest everything
Clearly,
they have
They don't
in
even
it.
Have teeth, but they'll pay the football team.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's how it goes. There are certain schools that are just born on third base. They got the silver spoon in their mouth.
Well, where are we? What are we, at the orphanage?
Michigan State's not that, Mike.
What are we then?
They've never been that. That's why I'm like so shocked that you're shocked.
Because you can spend your way to success. You're top 15 in revenue. You're top 15 in attendance. There's a disconnect here for me.
Right. You can go top 15. Doesn't mean you're going to match Texas at 40 million.
Fine, I don't need to. Can I get to 25?
Yeah. According to this new thing, yes. The schools will now have, 23 million to spend.
Sorry, go ahead. Kenny, I know you like pillow fights or David. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up the oxygen.
It just always amazes me. Like, Mike, they have never been the big spender. They have never been the top dog in the state.
Because they're a Mickey Mouse operation. That's why. They are their own self-limiter. It's like when you buy a rental truck. It has a governor on it. You can't go faster than 70. Right. MSU's governor has been their own dim-wittedness.
So back in the day, I guess they didn't want to go the whole, we're just going to pay people under the table cheating route.
Yeah, they're stupid. I mean, that's just reality. If it's as pervasive as you're saying and you choose not to do it, then you know what? Maybe we won the Integrity Conference National Championship. The whole point is if everyone is spending now and we got more billionaires than most schools have, how do we not get any of them to spend on football?
Mike, I think that's what you have, and I think that they just did. They invested in a whole bunch of stuff that you don't care about.
No, because you don't. Just give me this at least. Nobody cares about. It's not a Mike thing.
They just upgraded the football, the practice facility, and they're upgrading the stadium. But once again, it's not enough for you.
It's not. They don't
Mike,
even.
Nothing is ever enough for you.
No, because they're garbage. They don't even power wash the stadium.
Why does it matter?
Because I'm tired of them just being such a Mickey Mouse lemonade stand.
Okay,
get it right.
Then in the words of Kendrick Lamar, Mike, turn the TV off.
See, here's the thing.
I have. That's the whole point.
Here's the thing, because I think Michigan, and I think this is what people just want. Michigan finally did something that I thought they would never do. And
cheat their asses off?
I'm not talking about that.
Sorry.
I'm talking about the Underwood thing. They did. I thought they would never do something like that. I don't need them to spend $35 to $40 million, but at least I was like, okay. Now we're at least trying. It may not work, but they're putting something towards getting a roster. And I think that's what Michigan State fans want. Just try.
David, because when it boils down to it, and this is what frustrates Mike. I know this. We've had private conversations. Haller was more of a, I represent every sport, AD. Ward Manuel is a, I really only got one sport. And who are you guys again? You coach what? Did I hire you? Or were you the other guy? No, seriously. That's
right,
what it is.
Though. You're right.
You're exactly right.
So if the next athletic director comes in and says, I got to make football top dog, because when football is top dog, everything else falls into place.
More kids apply to the school. You could charge more money. It's the best brand identity you have.
So that's why I'm not mad at you, Mike. It's just you have to have an athletic director like Ward Manuel who just says, la, 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 I can't hear you other programs. I'm only going to Michigan games. I'm at Harbaugh's beck and call. I will do whatever he wants me to do.
I will fall on
any sword.
I'll give you a case in point. Oh, but Alan Heller, MSU's got the best hockey program in America. Hey, right here. Nobody cares.
And that's just it, Mike.
You could knock down none. I wouldn't care.
There are people like you who don't care, and then there's others who, take pride in this stuff. But what you need to be successful if your football program is not competing for a college football playoff, you're deemed an irrelevant program.
Right. And here's the problem. When I see, now no jokes about, oh, FSU's got a transfer from Hope College. No, leave all that to the side. You have got a situation where, like, you're seeing broke bleep schools building $800 million stadiums. MSU can't think to power wash the dump.
Dude, they're renovating the whole thing, Mike.
Where?
They're doing it right now.
No, they're not. They're doing a scoreboard replacement.
And other things.
What's the other things, Rico?
You'll see.
No. Fall. That's part of the 2050 plan that's never going to come to fruition. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
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 Okay.
We're never winning the Big Ten again. Ever.
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 Okay.
It's ever right now.
It's ever.
For me.
Mike.
Right now, do you know how many games they're favored in next year? I know Vegas doesn't decide everything. Do you know how many games they're favored in?
5.5.
How many Big Ten games are they favored in?
I haven't seen, I'm going to say 3-2.
Yeah. Right here. 248-539-9797.
What happens if they go out and pull the Indiana? Then what?
Be amazing.
But then you'll still find what
they're
to complain
about.
They're
not doing that.
No, I mean, it'd be amazing.
David, I'm just saying, what would you then complain about?
Nothing. I'd be happy. There's happiness or misery. There's really no in between.
You like to be happy.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That was a wonderful weekend for you, wasn't it?
What a 7 minutes. All right, we'll move it along. I'm sorry, but I figured why not? We'll do one segment to address it. Yeah, Jeremy Otto.
You're not wrong. If football is good, everything else falls in place. Look at Michigan. You could have scandal. You could do whatever you want, and no one cares because your team won.
Yeah, it's just the world we live in. All right.
So I'm not mad at you.
No, I know that. That's okay.
You're mad at me, but I'm not mad
I'm
at
not
you.
Mad at you. Okay. You know what? We're moving on. I'll do the Lions thing next. We'll get ticket texts as well. I just wanted one segment on that. If you want Pistons, Odyssey.com Rewind. We're going to get back into that as well.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh. So we are we're getting a ton of feedback. We can knock down a call or two and we'll go to it. It was in the update. I know it wasn't a part of our game script, but Alan Haller's out at Michigan State. I'm fine with it because I wasn't a fan of the guy. And if you're not into NIL and you're not into winning a national championship, then I don't need you. And I think my program is dead. So it's just like, yeah, you shouldn't have a job. If your football program's dead, you should not be employed as an AD. End. This is just a full stop deal for me. I do not care about the other sports. It's basketball and football. That's it.
Ironically enough, the other sports all flourishing.
Yeah, and football, no one cares.
Has anyone ever thought less of MSU's brand than right now from an athletic standpoint? Nope. Not making Final Fours, and the football team gets hurt sitting on the toilet.
No, because I think the basketball team helped. Yes, they didn't make the Final Four, Mike, but they went from poverty school who had Frankie Fiddler to Elite Eight.
Does anyone outside of the state of Michigan know MSU has a hockey team? No, only nerds like Kenny. David, like
Kenny,
ticket test.
Kenny doesn't even watch it.
That's true. That tells you how bad it is.
Because I asked Kenny, how much college hockey? And he was like, none.
No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares about college hockey.
What is, we're getting a lot of feedback. Go ahead.
Yeah, college football is forever tarnished and ruined. Gone are the glory days for us viewers and fans. Someone else says MSU can't be defended. It's not good right now, and it's okay to say that. Needs to be fixed. Treating all sports the same is
Hold on. I wasn't defending it. I'm saying that you have to have an athletic director who comes in there and is just cutthroat and says, like David, like your boy Ward. And it's think about this. The scandals and everything that's gone on through Michigan, from hiring a coach and firing him 2 days later, to FBI agents coming in raiding the joint, to all the smoke in the cloud and a coach sitting in Central Michigan costume jerseys, a kid driving your wife's car and wrecks it, and you know what he got rewarded with? How about we make you the president of the college football playoff committee? Because your team won. It's all about, he knows. It's all about football. Michigan embraced it. They didn't for a long time. And once they did, everything took off. Now you got a quarterback who's never played, making a ton of money. So if you get that type of person, you can have that. But it's going to take this next athletic director to just go all in and say, guys, I don't really care about these other sports. Great. Women's volleyball. That's great. Maybe I'll make a game. Maybe I won't. Don't take it personal.
Yeah, or shut the program down. That's my first move.
You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want. SEC schools do. Why can't I? I'd have like 12 sports.
Look, you're either a serious football program or you're not.
That's, say it again for the people in the back.
You're either a serious football program or you're not.
Now say it in your imitation. I'm only kidding.
I'm not your clown. I'm not your wind-up toy. What are we doing here?
I'm kidding.
Come on,
kidding.
Bang the cymbals.
No.
Go big ahead. Pillow fight. The biggest pillow fight.
No, stop. Go ahead. No, but that's
very
that's,
large pillows.
Okay, that's what the playoff has done. So for me, yeah, if they're not serious, why care? No,
it really do. Is college sports more than football?
No.
Why is MSU Athletics blowing over $150 million on non-revenue sport construction stuff? It makes no sense.
Your guess is
while
good as mine.
While football program is a disaster, they say.
It's like when billionaires donate money and it's to art museum. I'm like, just light it on fire. What's the point?
What about the people who appreciate art?
They're nerds. 248-539-9797. We care about a football program. And
people care about other than just football.
Yeah, I got something that could fill the museum. Because it's the only thing MSU's football's got, memories. Ain't going to be no new ones made. Let's go to Brian in Detroit. We'll move on. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, you're killing my dream, man. I swear you are.
What happened?
You know, my grandson just signed with MSU, okay, to play football. And I really didn't want him to go there. I want him to go somewhere else. And for him, for Rico saying what they doing, but not saying what are they doing, and he told me something yesterday about the NIL. This didn't sound right. You're totally right. You're killing the dream, Mike.
No, Brian, look, we got to separate worlds. First things first, your grandchild is in a 0.001% of kids who earn a scholarship to college to play any sport. The fact that your kid, your grandkid, is good enough to play in the Big Ten, you can add another zero to it. And then thank God your kid's not going to Purdue. So just add another zero right there.
And Brian, here's the thing. It can be fixed. You just have to have somebody who wants to come in and get it fixed. And this is probably, if MSU is smart, you got to go and get an outsider who has no politics, no ties to the school, who could just go through and say, nope, you're fired. I'm moving on. We're going to do this.
Well, you better believe we do have a plan. I told him, 4-star, you know, Orchard Lake St. Mary's. He's a good ball player. Only 3-time champion, state champion in the state of Michigan. I don't know no other kid have done that. He won 3 state championships. So we do have a plan. If it don't work out this year, we had to open the books and go somewhere else. I'm just being real with it because
Brian,
I think he deserved more.
Listen, Brian, and look, and
I think I know who his kid is now.
Okay, well,
or his grandson.
It's not important. Yeah. Brian, and you understand. Look, I can be real with you on this. I am from a bygone era where if you commit to a place and there is not immediate gratification or if something goes wrong, you don't dovetail because that's not real life. However, I understand the time we're living in now, which is that's the name of the game. You roll in, you don't like your 8 to 12 months, someone else cuts you a check, and away you go. Brian, it's why guys like me don't love the sport anymore, buddy. I can't be serious about it. No, you do. And Brian, for a lot of
the game, while the game is out there,
that's right.
You get lost in it.
And for a lot of players,
it's not fair, but it is what it is.
For a lot of players, this is the most money they will ever earn athletically. Because I mean, Brian, I'd like to think you sound like a very sensible man. You know, the NFL is a long way away. So it's the idea you got to earn the money while you can. I don't begrudge your grandchild. It just the whole situation's effed. But good luck, and I hope he has a good time, and I hope he sticks around. I don't know who he is. I just care if he can play.
He's pretty good.
Up now, by the way, Brian, we got artisanal pretzels outside of Section 8. That's part of the renovation. Yes.
I do have a question. You know what? I'm not even going to waste my time.
That was for your horse question 30
minutes
ago.
I'm not even going to waste my time.
Just ask.
And that's when I realized, you know what?
Ask. I'm treating you with sincerity. Ask me.
At what point, what is it that they can do outside of winning a national title that you would say, you know what, good job. Give them the golf clap.
Blow the stadium up. Make a very public commitment to like a massive fundraising drive, $25, $30 million a year on players, and show us you're trying to make the playoff and be real. Bidding wars, real transfers.
So build a new stadium.
Or a deep, deep renovation of that dump. And I'm not talking about paint and power washing. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. Mike, I asked the question.
It would have to be something akin to what Texas A&M did a decade ago.
Okay.
With the redevelopment of Kyle Field. The place is dumb.
Didn't they, like, tear, like, half the stadium apart and then rebuilt the other half?
Jonathan Smith should know what it's like. Oregon State is a better stadium than we do.
They just redid it, the whole stadium.
Reeser Stadium. Yeah. R-E-Y-S-E-R. I'm a loser. They blew up half the stadium 1 year, blew up the other half the next.
As you say, everybody calm down.
I know. I just
asked a question.
I'm flustered.
Flustered. Imagine if you actually cared.
I know. Used to be my favorite. I think I'm frustrated because I don't. And it's like a sick game I play.
Bruh, for somebody who
I know.
I don't care. And then
I'm really
pulling the pin sometimes.
I know. I'm self-loathing because I hate myself because I don't care. And I'm more upset because I don't care anymore because I used to care. Right. I used to love it.
And then it's their fault for you not caring and being upset that you don't care.
Yes, it makes me hate them.
David, it's like Fight Club, just watching him punch himself in the face in the parking lot.
Yes. Exactly that. Yes. We will get to more relevant topics next. I apologize to everybody. Rico, go ahead. 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, if you want Pistons conversation, we did the first hour on it. We are going to get back into it. They're winning tonight. Odyssey.com rewind. Guys, you can blame the entire 3 o'clock on me. I'm hijacking this entire thing. I'm the captain now. Listen, I have an update for you. Once again, Bill, if you're okay, blink twice. The update's coming from the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, CBS interview on Sunday are getting worse by the day, to the point where you go, is he even going to coach a single game at North Carolina? This report today is so mind-blowing. It's so crazy because, remember, Bill Belichick has always been a complete control freak. The best coach in the history of football, a tactician, a detail-oriented power monger. And he has been turned into Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal. Ready for this? Oh boy. Here's why Hard Knocks didn't happen at North Carolina. Oh boy.
Let me get ready for
this. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I mean, his reputation is just getting tarnished by the second.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, quote, demanded to be an executive producer on the now-scrapped season of Hard Knocks, according to sources. An insider familiar with NFL films said the 24-year-old former cheerleader wanted to see dailies of the proposed show and told executives, quote, to treat her with respect or they wouldn't get to use the coach's IP, intellectual property. The source added, of the power play by Hudson, the Hard Knocks people were like, yeah, we're not dealing with this, goodbye, and walked away. Close quote.
Who you?
Who dis? Sorry, it's not like you're Priscilla Presley, said the insider of the move. Last month it was reported, Hudson's company, Trouble Cub Enterprises, filed for 14 trademarks with the Federal Trademark Office. Now, what would she be filing trademarks for? Former cheerleader, 24. You don't really have a career, mm-hmm. per se. Oh, here's the trademark she was filing for. Sayings like, do your job, ignore the noise. Bill's version, inspired apparently by Taylor Swift re-releasing her own music, the report said. Meanwhile, the Hard Knocks breakdown comes after the New York Times and The Athletic reported on Wednesday the production on the planned series for Belichick was halted in March due to Hudson's alleged, quote, request to be heavily involved in the project. What is going on? What is happening?
Bruh, it's like watching a white Will Smith. I have no idea. It's just, come on. Seriously.
Even Jerry Falwell's embarrassed. I mean, does Bill functionally have a spine anymore?
I don't understand those types of relationships where all of a sudden that guy that you grew up watching, and it's like, I don't know who you are
anymore.
He's
73, she's 24.
Okay, right then
and there. I'm worried this man's a hostage. What is this?
Right then and there, I'm like, wait, and you're going to continue this relationship? Okay. Wow. I mean, I don't know how you do something like that. When
does he coach at North Carolina? Now and September.
A year.
No, he doesn't.
I think, I think at this point, you're kind of stuck. It'll be a year.
Did you see her storming up and down the practice field? But like she owned the place?
Right. And what I'm saying is before the year is up, he'll probably either get fired or they're just going to be like, we're going to pull the plug on this and we got to find a new coach immediately. Because this.
You see Bill's, I don't want to misspeak, might have been his daughter-in-law. I think it's Steve Belichick's wife, okay? Yes, the guy who made all the funny faces on TV. But Steve Belichick's wife, apparently, has commented about all this and dropped a bomb on her. Yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving's going to be a scene at the Belichick compound.
Bro, your girl is younger than your children. That, in and of itself,
and
is
you're,
awkward.
You're acting like Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal. What is this?
He's not going to coach. Remember one detail we talked about when his contract came out for UNC? After June 1st, his buyout is only $1 million. Correct. He is not going to coach there this
I'm
year.
I'm waiting for the report. Jordan Hudson wants to call the first play of each half. I mean, it's, right, you know, we're one step from it.
Hey, let's bring this whole 3 o'clock full circle. Maybe that's why you get their AD. He's like, I don't want to put up with this. I want to join my boy at MSU.
He doesn't have to put up with it. June 2nd. Bye-bye, Bill.
Or I'll leave and you can have
That's
Bill.
True. That's possible, but
because
this is wild.
Because if you change coaches right now, it's unfair to those young
men.
And
I know. That part of it is the
because
part
I'm just
ignoring.
Because they came to the school to be coached by Bill Belichick, and it's the ultimate bait and switch. The portal is closed, and we're kind of stuck here. Now, that's one time where the portal should be open.
No,
and you
it
should
could
be able
open.
To leave.
Coach leaves, it opens.
Right, but at this point, everybody's
their
got their
spots.
Scholarship players.
Right.
All the money's gone. So now you got to play for the love of the game because Bill Belichick, well, actually his girlfriend, kind of screwed you
so
over.
So they're stuck for a year.
I know this sounds insane because the man has been in, I believe, 10 Super Bowls, and he's bar none the greatest football coach in the history of football. It's him and John Madden, right? Those would be the two. You want to add Bill Walsh in there? I don't know. The point is, the only thing I feel, I'm embarrassed for him. It's pathetic. This is the most stupid, pathetic thing I've ever seen. You are a 73-year-old man. Act like it. To have this 24-year-old ill-qualified to run a lemonade stand, much less a business of yours? She might be able to run a business of hers. Running your business? I'm sorry. What media training do you have? Are you in PR?
This reminds me of the V Stiviana and the Clippers.
Oh, dear God. Donald Sterling.
But doesn't this sound like that?
But I need a fashion visor. You give me the fashion visor, we're going to look at this whole different way.
How about just a runway walk up and down the sideline?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, she comes out. Wait.
Don't
she
laugh.
She comes out before the team does.
Don't laugh.
To I'm her own walkout music.
I'm going to say this. And if you guys think this is a bridge too far, tell me. Go, Mike, you're just being Mike. Stop it. Is it fair to say you could question whether anybody at North Carolina has a shred of respect for him before he's ever coached his first game?
No, that's not a bridge too far, Mike.
May 1st, and I'm saying that, and I don't feel bad saying it.
No, this is one where they're going to hold – well, those who don't feel that way are holding reservations saying, we better be damn good on the field to what? Put up with this sideshow circus – we better win the ACC, or at least we're in where, you know, Charlotte playing for the title game. Because other than that, that's why I said he'll get 1 year. This was an utter and complete failure. We're going to pull the plug, give him his $1 million, and we're going to act like this year was a dream. That's all it was, that season in Dallas. Everything's a dream. Nothing mattered.
Continue here with the pimento cheese stuffed peppers.
In
interest.
Love it. Yeah, I would do that. 100%. That's so a one flusher.
It says you can do the peppers, or you can do the pickled okra and stuff them with pimento.
I've never had okra. I can't comment on
it. It's amazing.
I've heard you got to cook it like 30 hours or whatever.
For that, yes.
Like
yes.
Rubbery. I'll stick with the peppers.
It's kind of like a brisket. One mistake.
Congressman from Louisiana is telling me. Exactly shaking his head no. Okay, I'll stick with the peppers.
Right, go with the peppers.
You had me with pimento, but peppers, no, I'm out.
Okay. Maybe you'll try this. Again, it's simple. It's called cheese slaw. Pimento cheese with your banana peppers, Swiss cheese, and tangy mayo.
I'm out. Totally out.
I see. I'm not a big banana peppers guy, but once you start dressing them up like that, I could eat that.
Yeah, the problem is the post haste. This has got Kenny's. This is the Kenny Bidet Award. I'm out.
What is it again?
It is the cheese slaw, pimento cheese, combined with banana peppers, Swiss cheese, and tangy mayo.
You know what, Kenny? Kind of like you would, I would try this. I don't know if I'll like it, but I'll give it a try. It could go bad fast.
So this next dish, I didn't know anything about it, but it is apparently a Kentucky Derby dish. It is burgoo.
It's excellent.
I'm sorry.
Didn't know this.
It's what?
It's burgoo.
Think of it
burgoo.
As Kentucky gumbo or Kentucky
Correct.
Stew.
Chicken, pork, beef,
it's
and
really
vegetables.
Good. It just... Trust me.
It says a 3 hours. You just
burgoo.
Yeah, it's got a weird simmers. Name. But it's yeah, excellent. One flush.
I didn't know that this was actually a tradition for Kentucky Derby.
I thought it was the mint juleps.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. I will
so
get to that.
It's chicken. So it's just
chicken,
gumbo.
Pork, beef, vegetables. Yes, it's gumbo. Put everything together.
Why not just call it gumbo? Look, man, they're Kentucky. Leave them alone. They don't have a lot.
Does that sound good to you, Kenny?
I come up with a better
yeah, definitely.
Day. Kenny, it's excellent.
Yeah. That's
seriously.
A one or a two for me. Yeah, absolutely.
Call it K-Stew. Burger. Okay.
Listen, it's historical down there. What am I going to tell them?
Okay.
Well, you're from Louisiana. Remoulade. Just call it stupid sauce. I mean, people name things crazy things. What do you want? It's
jambalaya.
Stupid sauce.
You know what I mean. Just please.
Okay.
Keep it going.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned...
Don't make me cast a spell on you.
You mentioned the mint juleps. Yes, that is a staple. I want to give you some twist on the mint julep.
Yeah.
The mint julep sweet tea.
Yes.
Okay, listen. Here's the deal.
Yes. Yes. No,
okay, I'll leave it to the booze hound. Go ahead. I just had a word about mint juleps, but you go first.
No, that sounds delicious. That's
okay. Do you want me to say this about the juleps now or later? Okay, you can have
Go
one
ahead
of,
now.
You can have one of them. And they're nice. They're delicious. But they're way too sweet. So you're better off making them at home where they don't charge you $18 a shot. Have one. They're tasty. Down there, Wilford Brimley's serving them. Diabetes. Mm-hmm. They're gross. So no one who goes to the Derby actually drinks these things. You're much better off.
First-timers.
Yeah, because like I said, it's diabetes. You'll get cold hands by the fourth race. You won't be able to bet anything.
Got the sugars.
It's a problem.
Well, let me give you one more twist, and maybe you'll try and like this one, Mike. It is called the Kentucky Mule.
Yes, it's excellent.
Yeah, the cross between the Moscow Mule and the mint julep.
Yeah, they use the bourbon instead. It's good.
That ginger one's beer good. And fresh lime juice.
It was in a copper cup.
Yeah, I mean, those will knock
you. You didn't know I knew that.
I knew you knew that.
But oftentimes with ones like those, you can only have one or two before it becomes
the
a little,
ginger beer,
a little much.
You'll have a volcano in your esophagus.
Exactly.
Problems.
I have a dish here for
Gabagoo?
You. Just for you, Rico. I've been mentioning pimento cheese. Well, here's another one with pimento cheese.
What is the thing with pimento cheese?
Oysters, Rockefeller.
Yeah, it's good.
No.
He don't do seafood. So
I know, I'm messing with him.
If you Oysters want Rockefeller is not seafood.
If you want the best.
Just so you know, Mike.
You're fine. It's okay. I know it's not your thing. The pimento cheese thing. I'll tell you this right now, David. It's not at Churchill Downs.
Yes.
It's just outside of Lexington in Versailles, a place called Wallace Station. They do a pulled pork and pimento sandwich. You eat on a picnic table. You're in the middle of Bumpkinville, horse country. Fabulous.
Oh, my Lord.
You can have half of it. You can't eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Otherwise, you better carve a hole in the seat of your car, if you know what I mean.
Red and white checkerboard tables.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But don't eat the whole thing.
More pimento cheese for you, Rico.
You'll be bleeping in a horse field to eat the whole thing of that.
The pimento cheese grits.
I'm out. Grits.
Just cheesy grits.
I don't like grits.
I don't do grits either.
You don't?
No. I do grits.
What?
I would do grits before I do the other one.
Oh, the oysters?
Yeah.
Like, that's Rico's hell in the afterlife, is being force-fed seafood.
You do realize that's not seafood, right?
Oysters Rockefeller?
Oh, no, I'm thinking Rocky Mountain. Never mind.
Yeah,
never
you're
mind.
Thinking of buffalo nuts.
Right. I was like, what? Different.
Right, okay, never mind.
What did you mean?
Neither one.
He said it the first time, like, maybe he just means because it's cooked and it's...
No.
I got you.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I ain't messing with those either.
No, I'm not a grits person. No, I've never liked grits. It tastes like dirt, no matter how you cook it.
Oh, my wife's grits are amazing.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, we know. You got four kids.
That did not sound right. That did not sound right.
David, do you use butter or sugar?
Oh, my gosh. That was horrible. I'm so. That
butter or sugar,
not,
David?
Sugar. Oh, my Lord. What did I just do? And then
and immediately all your wife's friends right now. That group chat's going to be live.
Amazing grits. Very tasty, though. They're very tasty, so I know. He's got four kids.
And then one more for you, Kenny. It is the blackberry mint julep.
Just say yes to it.
I mean, yeah, but it's like all the other ones. I'll only have one.
You can have one. Yeah. That's it. Kenny, the best thing you could do if you're at the Derby, just enjoy a beer.
I was about to say,
just
what relax. Do you, so what do you, like, beer, that's it? Just
okay. Yeah, something you can sip on long term.
But see, the difference for me is, like, when I go and I'm gambling, you don't mix drinking and gambling. That's out the window.
I'm
there to play.
Because the Derby seems so fancy with the hats and all of that, I would just assume it was wine. Would be like the
drink. There are plenty of people knocking out, you know, a little Riesling or whatever. That ain't my deal.
I mean, beer is the one that when they run the porta potties. That I would think that's
your
beer.
You're really locked in on what the Preakness used to do. You're really into this.
Well, yeah, you showed me. I was just like, that is wow, that is real. And they're throwing cans at them.
Real quick, some of the dishes that you will see at the actual Derby this year will be the grilled beef tips with Kentucky peppercorn sauce.
Yes.
You have the pan roasted chicken breast. You can get the grilled corn and tomato salad.
That's disgusting.
Okay, you know what, David? I want to end it with this. Mike, when you go, what is your go-to meal? Like, when you're driving or you're flying there, you're like, you know what? Before we leave, we have to have this.
If I'm going to Keeneland, it's Wallace Station. Like, it's an experience.
I mean, the meal. What's the meal?
The pimento pulled pork sandwich, and you split it with somebody you like. Churchill Downs, it's not even, like, it depends where you are. Churchill's weird. It's like, think of if Ford Field had like twice as many different seating options. There's a zillion different areas that serve a zillion different things. It all depends what area of the track you're in.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if it was like that one thing. You're like, hey, before we leave, I gotta have this.
No, I promise you. No, like there's a place in Louisville I generally like. It's called Doc Crow's. Mm-hmm. I like that place a lot. But no, there's nothing at the track where you're like, no. So I ain't leaving.
So there's no melting moment sandwich.
Definitely not.
Okay.
No.
That is your Kentucky Derby menu option.
How about them grits?